escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live from Murph's and the Old Star Village at Cobb Galleria. Going to be here until 6 o'clock, and then we're going to get rolling. Special programming tonight, by the way. Chris Goforth going to give you the latest on what happened at SEC Media Days today. As Lane Kiffin, he was speaking. Obviously, a lot of focus on a guy considered to have a hot seat, and that would be the coach of LSU. More on that coming up. Carl and I were just taking some photos with some listeners, so we had to run back, and we appreciate folks. They listen using the Odyssey app up in Carolina. One of the folks originally from here in Atlanta, and his special lady friend lives down in Jupiter. Hey, man, a couple of things to get to involving the lineup we mentioned in Guy Talk. Ronald Acuna is going to be batting second tomorrow. It's going to be Shohei Ohtani. So if you thought maybe they'd change that up for the hometown, no. Dave Roberts, that's to the victor go the spoils. If you win the All-Star game, I'm saying if you win the World Series, you get to be the manager of the All-Star game. So Dave Roberts, he's going to pick Shohei Ohtani to be the leadoff hitter, and Ronald Acuna, he's going to be batting second. So, hey, man, you know, it's one of the one things. I did an interview for a publication, as a broadcast publication, Barrett Sports, and they were asking me, you know, what do you guys, you know, expected from the All-Star game? And I said, you know, obviously we're going to get to show off the battery. We talked about that with L. Duncan, and check that out on the Odyssey app, by the way. Great conversation with Atlanta's own L. Duncan. But, Carl, one of the cool things, positive, is we know what we got with the battery. And it's such a hit that everybody around the country wants to have one in their backyard, whether it's a pro team or a college team. But the only thing that was kind of a drag is we're used to the Braves always being atop the division.
Yeah.
You know, or fighting. And to host the All-Star team, All-Star game, and not have as many guys on the team because we're just scuffling. That's kind of that'd be the only sort of glass half empty thing for me about this.
No. Look, this game would feel different if we had 7 or 8 Braves participating. If we had what we had in 2023, Mike, where we were the best offensive team and all of our guys were at the game or, you know, could have been at the game, it just feels a little less than what we anticipated. But with that said, we're going to put on a great event. The city always does. This area, as you mentioned, Truist has become the model for a lot of teams. As a matter of fact, I just saw the Rays were bought. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep the team in Tampa, and, you know, they want to keep it there. And I'm like, okay, so what are you going to do with it? There are so many teams that want to emulate what the Braves have been able to do here. So I think for people who have come from around the country to see this, and I've had friends come here, Mike, they do those ballpark tours where they just go to different ballparks, and they hit me up and they're like, Dukes, man, this is incredible. So I think people are going to be taken back by that and just say, wow, what an amazing job the Braves did to put this game on, and I hope that our guys that are playing do have a good showing. And here's the other thing. I know some of you are like, okay, how long is Acuna playing tomorrow? I don't know. I had
one
no
at bat, maybe two. He's going to be in left field, by the way, not in right field. But you know, as a fan, we were talking about this earlier. It's really not a curse. It's just guys that were hot before the All-Star break. Well, they just seem to like maybe, you know, peter out or just can't maintain that level. Matt Olson is, you know, he's been consistent the last like about 2 months, right? He's been certainly turned things around. He's been pretty solid. He's playing above his right now above the baseball card. So do you worry about him getting a little overtaxed in this home run derby? Because it's a lot of rips, and guys have complained about being tuckered out afterwards.
Well, there's two ways I'm looking at this. One, does it help him get hot, like hotter? Or does it does it destroy whatever momentum he's got going because of the physical toll it might take on him? Either way, you know, they change the rules. Everybody participates. You got to move to the next round. So I'm just hoping, again, he has a good showing. But, Mike, maybe this helps him, you know, gain more confidence. And at the end of the day, he's playing in front of the home crowd. For those who don't know, Matt is from here, grew up here, and that's the kind of cool storyline if in fact it plays out that way. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, I wanted to mention this story just because we're in this phase right now, guys, where there's just a lot of stuff happening. And, you know, the NFL's about to start. College football's about to start. We're in the All-Star break. But we were talking about this earlier amongst us, ourselves. And I just want to share this for those who haven't heard. And we always talk about, Mike, the problems with football and whether it be high school. Now you got NIL and college. So Teddy Bridgewater, you guys know who he is, right? Teddy Bridgewater played in the NFL.
Nearly lost his leg. You know, had doctor back. He still stuck around, was able to get a backup, make some more loot.
He did. So Teddy Bridgewater is the head football coach at Miami Northwestern. For those who don't know, it's a tough area, okay? Tough school.
It's one of the poorest, you know, let's be honest, neighborhoods in that part of Dade County.
And so Teddy Bridgewater, who has decided to spend his time, Mike, trying to get invested in kids, has been reportedly, was suspended for reportedly, that is, giving impermissible benefits to his players. Now, when you read this and you see it, you go, oh, well, what was Teddy Bridgewater doing? So it comes out that Teddy Bridgewater paid out of pocket, okay, not as the head coach, but as a volunteer to get the kids in the community more engaged and more involved. So he paid out of pocket for training camp, which was $14,000 as a volunteer. He paid pregame meals, $2,000 a week. He paid for recovery, Mike, so these kids could get healthy, $1,300. These numbers have come out. Ubers, so the kids could get to where they needed to go because some of these kids don't have rides. They don't have people they can count on, $700. He paid $300 to get the field painted. And I'm just like, what is wrong with this?
Here's a guy coming out of his own pocket. And look, he had a couple of nice contracts in the NFL, but this isn't like, you know, Lamar Jackson type money. And here he is basically doing some good things for kids who could use it. You know what I mean? There's some tough – remember we used to talk to Devontae Freeman about where he grew up. Some tough spots where, you know, you're looking for just to compete and have a shot, and here he is trying to help the kids get a little something to feel good about themselves and the program. That just little things like that drive me crazy. You know what this was? This was somebody in another school dropping a dime.
Yeah.
This isn't Rush Probst basically trying to buy a kid.
Correct.
From an out-of-district.
Correct.
This is simply a guy trying to help his own program. This isn't him, paying for somebody's mom to live in an apartment in his school district. This is just him trying to give a great opportunity for his kids to have a better game day and experience as football players for the high school. That's the way I read it.
Me too. And Teddy Bridgewater put out a statement. He says, all this confusion, got a phone call tonight. And there's no real investigation going on. I told you, I've not been an employee to be investigated. I did this as a volunteer.
Right.
Day-Day, I know you cover a lot of high school football here in our wonderful state. I just, you know, and here's my other part about this, because I get this and I hear this all the time. Why don't these guys just come back and help their own community?
Mm-hmm.
He is. Mm-hmm. And yet he's being punished for this. And it's like, it rubbed me the wrong way. What do you want to add, Day-Day?
Well, I kind of piggybacking off of what Mike said, it kind of also sounds like not only was it some other schools, you know, complaining, but this is a neighborhood where 9 times out of 10 some of these other schools are pulling kids from this neighborhood. Now you got a situation where
you can't pull from it, right?
Because now these kids don't have a problem with staying where they're at because now they have.
She's not playing in uniforms for 4 years ago.
You know what I'm saying? So
interesting. Right. Yeah, that's it's
great take.
It's just fascinating, guys. And again, we know craziness goes on in our state. Mike mentioned Rush Probst, who is synonymous with some of the craziness that has gone on, and some of the stuff he got caught with, some of the stuff he didn't get caught. I'm not debating he's not a great coach because everywhere he went, he won. But then we find out there's an underbelly there, and this is prior to all this NIL stuff that's going on now. Right. But when you see a story like this, and Teddy Bridgewater, ask anybody in the NFL, he is a good dude. He is a good dude. This isn't and that's the other part. Right. A good dude trying to do good things. So it just bothered me when I saw this, and I was like, man, that doesn't feel right.
Yeah, man. There was some, you know, stuff this week. And by the way, I know you'd covered the Texas situation. I saw it was great how the football community in Texas responded. Guys like Baker Mayfield from Tampa, Jerry Jones, how the Texans responded as well. But, I mean, but in this case, you know, this is just a guy trying, you know, it's almost like the phrase, no good deed goes unpunished yes. when it comes to Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, by the way, we've been talking about the quarterback stock. I just want to get your take on it. We're right. going to talk about this more about the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby. Mike's going tonight, so we'll get his full report tomorrow.
Apparently, I need a glove.
What?
I was dogging out that guy that got kicked out of the Diamondbacks game.
You can catch it with your bare hands.
Oh, you darn right I can. I was fishing. I'm the old man in the sea. I got calloused hands. Catch that baseball.
What are you going to do, go buy a glove before you head
no,
over?
No, I'm just going to throw Ray in front of me.
I was going to say.
The ball will hit Ray, foop, will be absorbed, and I'll simply just pull it out. No, but in the case of this night, we had a story about a guy who got basically said, you can't sit in the center field seats anymore in the Diamondbacks because he basically interfered three times.
Oh, yeah.
We had that in Guy Talk, and he brings a glove to it. I was like,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
No grown man should bring a glove. Finds out I'm like one section on the foul side of the foul pole, just to the east of the chop house.
There's some balls gonna be hit
there'll
over
be
there.
A lot of balls coming our way, man.
Yeah, there's gonna be some balls hit over there.
Heads up, Joe.
All right, we're gonna come back. I want to get your thoughts. You finally got caught up on quarterback. I just want again talking about this whole situation. Next week we're putting it behind us, guys, because camp starts with the Falcons. We'll also tell you the latest about the odds if you are going to the Home Run Derby tonight. Matt Olson, is he your guy, or are you going with somebody else? It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.